The dire state of sports facilities in Namibia, particularly in Katima Mulilo, has gained widespread attention as sports enthusiasts advocate for the revitalization of deteriorating infrastructure. Sports codes such as football and rugby have experienced moments of glory in Namibia, even gaining recognition in Europe. However, their prominence has recently waned, necessitating substantial investments to restore them to presentable standards. While the government has allocated significant funds for stadium renovation and international standard upgrades, mismanagement and rampant corruption have hindered progress, leaving many stadiums as mere relics of their former potential. Even those stadiums that underwent successful renovations have become dormant, highlighting the lack of serious consideration for sports activities. Experts have long recommended sports as a potent avenue for achieving peace, development, and stability, with a notable impact on public health. In Katima Mulilo, the stadium has deteriorated to such an extent that players are forced to transport water in containers for basic use. The once proud Katima Mulilo sports complex has garnered attention on social media due to its gradual decay, a disheartening spectacle for regional leaders who only engage with the stadium during political rallies. Speaking on the issue, Mantanyani Joseph, an ardent football enthusiast, expressed his disappointment with both the Ministry of Youth and the Katima Mulilo local authority. He believes that they have neglected the maintenance of the sole sports complex in Katima Mulilo. The stadium now stands in ruins, its once lush turf now desolate and dry, failing to reflect its location along the Zambezi River. The lack of upkeep is evident, with the absence of a perimeter wall allowing vandals to cut through and resulting in unsanitary conditions near the adjacent bus station. Joseph implored the ministry to take decisive action and restore the stadium, highlighting the potential of sports to drive development and provide meaningful employment opportunities, citing examples of others who have found success in the field. Disturbing reports also indicate the dire state of Independence Stadium in Windhoek, as well as numerous sports complexes across the regions, further emphasizing the need for urgent intervention.